Thank you, Jane. So my topic is the effect of soil moisture on fumigant emission from a loam soil. Emission of soil fumigants must be minimized in order to protect air quality in California. And we found that the increasing soil water content can reduce fumigant emission at a low cost. However, if we add too much water, the water can inhibit the fumigant distribution in soil profile and also affect the pest control. So the optimum range of soil water content that can reduce fumigant emission at the same time achieve the good efficacy is not well defined. Oops. So column study can be conducted to determine the relationship between the soil water content and the fumigant. Normally, if we do the column study, we choose the field capacity as up level of the soil water content because we still have enough soil pores for the soil for the fumigant gas distribute. In a previous column study, we used sandy loam. We found that when increasing soil moisture and field capacity, the fumigant emission can be reduced, especially the peak emission flux value. For example, compare the soil with 100% field capacity to that with 30% field capacity, the peak value can be reduced around 80%, and the cumulative emission, the total emission loss, is around 12 to 20%. It depends on the fumigant compound. It's a trace and 613D, trace 13D, and CP. So in this study, we continue work on how about another kind of soil. We still don't know. It's why we continue this study. So this time we choose the loam soils, so with fire particles. So again, we determine the effect of soil moisture from 30% to 100% field capacity on the emissions and the concentration of fumigant in the soil column. So the soil is Medaro loam we got from Merced, California. So the texture is sand sealed and the clay, the percentage is 38, 38, and 24. Field capacity of this soil is 23% weight by weight. And we have 12 salt columns. The column height is 25. In this column, we pack the soil depth like 23 centimeter. And the bulk density, we choose 1.3. And in total, we have six treatments. So the test is in duplicate. So the field capacity includes 30%, 45, until 100. We use the name is W30 to W100 represent the treatment. So only for the W30, we added water earlier to homogenize before packing the column. For the other columns, we pack the soil first, then add water. And after packing the column and add water, we sealed them and keep them for 11 weeks. In order to let the soil water distribute uniformly. And this figure shows how the water content distribute after, actually this is after the test. Generally we can see the soil water distribute uniformly throughout the whole column from top to bottom. And the fumigant injection, so after the soil moisture achieved to our target level, we eject fumigant at 10 centimeter depth. And the fumigant includes three components. It's mixture for cis, trans, one 3D and the color picture, a similar composition as TILOS C35. The amount is around 67 milligram per column, is equal to 31 pound per acre for each compound. So the sample is, we take the emission sample by this, and also we take the fumigant concentration sample in the three ports, include 0 and 10 and 20 centimeter depth. At the end of the experiment, we also measure the residual fumigant in soil. And this experiment, we run like 12 days. Here's the result. So this figure clearly showed how the fumigant emission flux changed with time and affected by the soil water content. So with the soil water content increasing, the peak value for fumigant emission is reduced dramatically. For example, the driest treatment, W30, here I gave the value like 62.2 microgram per square meter per second. When the soil water up to W100, 100%, the peak value only left like 9.1. So at the same time, the peak value also they have occurred later. For example, for W30, they occur rather 4 hours after fumigant injection. For W100, it occurs for 14 hours after injection. Similar result was found in the TRACE-1 3D and chloropicry, and with different numbers. So generally say the drier soil has the highest emission peak and the wettest soil has the lowest one. So how about cumulative emission? Again, it's with increasing soil water content, the fumigant emission loss is higher in the driest soil, and with water increasing, the fumigant emission was reduced. Let's choose the W30 and the W100. So for C1 3D, so there are 82% applied fumigant was lost, and for W30, around 59% applied fumigant loss. So a lot of fumigant emission was reduced a lot in the highest water content treatment. So the fumigant concentration in the soil gas phase. So these three, from top to the bottom, is 0, 10, and 20 centimeter. So generally said, after 3 hours, around 6 hours for the driest treatment at W30, the fumigant can distribute uniformly in the soil profile. And with the soil water content increasing, for example, when the soil water, the treatment W75, the fumigant distribute was take a longer time, around 12 hours, especially for the W100. We also found that in the higher soil water content treatment, the fumigant concentration is much higher than the drier soil water content treatment. So for example, for the W30, we got the 6.13D values around 14 microgram per liter, but for the W30, around 5. The residual fumigant also found with they are increasing with the soil water content. But generally say the residual level is very low in all this treatment. So the top one is for the gas phase, and the bottom one is solid and the liquid phase. So the solid and the liquid phase, they have more fumigant to stay there. The fate of a fumigant at the end of experiment, after subtract the cumulative emission loss and also reduce the residual fumigant, we can calculate the degradation amount of fumigant degraded. We also can find with the soil water increase, the more fumigant was degraded in the wet soil. For example, for W30, around 17.6% fumigant was degraded, and for W100, it's around 40% was reduced. This is for 6-1-3D. For TRES, it's 21 compared 48. For CP, it's 58 compared 79. So based on this study, we can make conclusions. First, increasing soil moisture can reduce the peak of the fumigant emission flux and cumulative emission loss at loam soil. This effect is more significant than compared to the sandy loam, because sandy loam we only found when the soil water content up to 90%, we can reduce a lot. Below this value, the difference is not that big. So, and also this effect mainly on the cumulative emission loss. Increasing soil moisture did not reduce fumigant concentration, we can see from the previous slides. But higher soil moisture, for example, around 75% field capacity, can inhibit fumigant transport by delaying the time for uniform distribution in soil column. So, acknowledgement to the CDFA Club, California Strawberry Commission, and another two agencies, and also the technical support from three colleagues, Robert, Ali, and Tom. Thank you.